On the show today, we have Zarina Salmaeva from Loquate and Rao Wu from Acuant, and they are talking about how the two organizations have partnered together to automate and fortify anti-money laundering compliance for its banking as a service program. This partnership offers end-to-end compliance while accelerating a credit union's onboarding and trust-building efforts. Really good stuff here from Zarina and Rao, so I hope you guys check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, oh my gosh, we have Zarina Salmaeva. Did I get it right? Oh, my
God. Zarina
Salmaeva from
Loquate.
And it's Loquate.
And that one is right. That's good.
Got it. All right. Zarina Salmaeva from Loquate. Zarina, how are you?
Excellent. Thank you, Mike.
You are welcome.
At the beginning of the week.
A lot of pronunciation going on today. So yeah, but thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. And then right below us is Mr. Rao Wu from Acuant. Rao, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing great. All right, guys. Well, let's have some fun here. Let's talk about how Loquate has chosen Acuant to automate and fortify anti-money laundering compliance and its banking as a service platform. This partnership offers end-to-end compliance while accelerating onboarding and building trust, something that is top of mind for just about any financial institution these days. But we're talking specifically credit unions today. So Zarina and Rao, Zarina, I'm going to let you go first, ladies first here. As a quick overview, how do the two companies work together to benefit credit unions in this area? Just give us a quick summary, and then Rao, I'll let you have it. I'll let you share it from an Acuant perspective as well. So Zarina, the stage is yours.
So first, thank you, Mike, again.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but first of all, I think we have the same end goal. We want to make small business banking a positive experience, right? So Loquate for us, it's end-to-end banking as a service digital platform for small business. So what we do, we help credit unions to open account, issue debit card, and get the loans. And obviously we need to have all the proper checks in place along the way. So we spend a lot of time on thinking about the process itself, because we believe that to achieve the most efficiency, it has to be end user friendly, smart, and only then digital.
Okay.
So then we looked for the best vendor out there, and that is Acuant.
Nice one.
And that is Acuant. And just a few things on that. We were looking for the largest database, right? And Acuant has, Rao, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you can verify over 6,000 government issued IDs, right?
Documents.
So 200 countries around the world, which is huge. And for us, again, we ultimately want to make this world a better place. And for us, it's also about, it is about inclusion.
Indeed.
So this is a short summary, and that's why we are incorporating Acuant's digital tools for our proprietary onboarding and account monitoring process.
Got it. Well, thank you, Zarina. Yeah. And she and Rao, Zarina, teed you up nicely here. So give us Acuant's perspective here on how the partnership works.
Yeah, it's a great partnership, and we work with a lot of partners like Loquate and Zarina here to get our tools into their channels so they can get to the end users. The whole idea is to enable trust in the digital environments, enabling these companies, organizations, and businesses to get a good handhold or foothold on their compliance needs and their identity proofing requirements, as that's a fundamental challenge for a lot of the digital and omnichannel businesses that we deal with today.
Gotcha. And Rao, I'm going to stick with you on the next question here. So what are some key challenges facing local credit unions today serving small businesses in their communities? Because obviously, again, this is top of mind just for just about every financial institution out there. So especially as digital onboarding becomes the industry standard for credit unions and their members, this is going to be par for the course now.
Right. There's a number of challenges. First and foremost, you get into the criminal activity that can be there. I'll just give you a quick example, Mike. Last couple of years, we had the payment protection program from the government.
Oh, yeah, PPP, yes.
PPP issuing loans to small businesses so they could pay employees when they weren't working. Well, as of a year ago or so, it was determined over $400 million went to fraudulent scenarios.
Oh, my gosh.
And the suspected amount is actually in the hundreds of billions.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a crazy, crazy scenario. And that's because, again, bad guys can come in and pretend, right, they're legitimate businesses and do things like that.
Yeah.
And so there's a number of fraud that starts there. You also have your traditional anti-money laundering issues that every bank and credit union has to deal with and worry about. And you also have scenarios where, it's just basic identity fraud at both a personal level and a business level. When I mean business level, one of the newer schemes we've seen over the last few years is people coming in pretending they're agents of a legitimate business that's doing legitimate business with the credit union or bank,
right,
and then moving money or funds, but illegally, because they're not really who they say they are.
Jeez, yeah, it's just the creativity today. And getting back to the PPP, I mean, we knew there was going to be fraud involved, but at that level, oh my gosh, yeah.
Massive.
That's just humongous, as they say. So Zarina, so what's at stake for small business members during this current period of economic uncertainty? Because there's that R word that's looming in everyone's back of everyone's mind, that recession that we're all talking about. You know, when's that going to hit? When's it going to happen if it's not already? So what's at stake here for small businesses, you know, in our current state?
Their lives, a simple answer. Yeah. But for me, again, what is a small business, right? Small business, it's everything. It's for a small business owners, that's their life. They have to feed themselves. They have to feed their families. They have to pay the bills. So I've seen this, right, a couple of times in my life. It goes up and down, whether it's upturn or downturn. Does it actually matter for a small business owner? They have to keep going, no matter what. And I think that's why credit unions, they're a natural fit. They're the members of the same community, right? When you look at the credit union's member base, who are they? Their friends and family. They see them on a daily basis. They communicate. They feel what their challenges, right? So they're the best to help.
Got it. Perfect. And that segues my next question is like, and Rao, this goes to you. Why are local credit unions well-suited to provide these services that help keep these small businesses running?
That's a great question, Mike. I think for the primary general scenario that we're in, a lot of local businesses are still comfortable being able to go in person and talk to somebody. Now, don't get me wrong. The digital onboarding is on the rise, as we all know, right? I'm old enough to live through an era where not everybody had email, right?
Oh, me too.
Not everybody had internet. Do you remember those?
Yes.
Not everybody had the smartphones that we carry around with today.
I remember having the encyclopedias, the whole encyclopedia collection.
Oh my God. Are we going there, guys?
And so there's this technology adoption from these local businesses that's obviously it's getting there, right? And at the same time, they're still comfortable sitting down face to face with an agent or seeing somebody.
Right.
So there's a little bit of that natural bond or trust that they want to still have for credit unions, and that's a strength. But the challenges credit unions are having is obviously they're not technically, usually not on the forefront of adopting new technology, so they're still behind on the technology curve. They usually don't have a lot of technical resources, right, to build things and develop things. And in general, they have that end user behavior they have to monitor as well. So they have to kind of balance that optimal beam of security and convenience, right, to make sure that it's really level, that they can get that balance correctly.
Yeah. But having partnering with folks like you guys, though, would really kind of bring a lot of those credit unions up to par, as they say. So definitely. And that's why you guys are out there helping credit unions out there. And Zarina, let's talk about an uphill battle here. So how much of an uphill battle is it right now for credit unions to work in an exclusively digital way to acquire and onboard small business and other members? So how much of an uphill battle is this for them?
I think digital is there, right? And digital is not going anywhere. And the trend is just accelerating. And so are people's expectations.
Yeah, you're right.
And to be honest with you, I think credit unions are better fit than anybody else to take a lead, right, in that transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the reason is, again, their member base, they trust them. They're extremely loyal. So what credit unions have to do right now is just rethink their existing processes.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me as well, I do get this question quite often, let's go digital. You don't have to all the time. It doesn't have to be 100% digital. It has to be smart.
Right.
So I actually, and we believe at Lockwood, that the right process is the right, a smart combination of digital tools and manual tools.
Mm-hmm.
Only then you can achieve the best efficiency.
Right. And you guys have probably heard this too, but I've heard that credit unions are of the size that they can move quickly as well. They can move on a dime, whereas the larger organizations or their bigger competition, they're more like a kind of an Exxon Valdez just trying to move really quick. And whereas the credit unions, they're little speedboats. They can move pretty quickly on a dime, and that suits them very well in today's fast-paced environment. And having said that, Rao, what sort of fraud risks are credit unions at risk for as they work to onboard small business accounts if they are moving in this direction quickly?
Sure. Dealing with, again, illegitimate businesses that are really bad actors in bad faith, mm-hmm. right, trying to perpetrate some sort of scheme. I mean, this is beyond just, you know, a guy in his underwear in a warehouse, you know, surfing the dark web. This can get into some serious, you know, money laundering, human trafficking, drug dealing scenarios and cartels that really can take advantage and leverage these type of schemas to build fake businesses or fake identities to, again, perpetrate, you know, crime of some kind.
So
they have to constantly watch out for those types of things and that kind of behavior.
Yeah, this stuff is not going away. I mean, if anything, it's continuing to accelerate.
Increasing.
Yeah, got that right for sure. And Zarina, what type of advice, and I'll ask you this as well, Raul, but Zarina, do you have any advice or some best practices or on strategy on how credit unions can use to serve their small business members? Any advice out there? Or?
Yeah, partner with the best. But this is just this is the summary. But yeah, I still believe that credit unions, they're a natural fit, right? And especially for small businesses, because small businesses are local. So credit unions are.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. And then you think about what was the purpose of creating credit unions, right? They were created to fit their members' financial needs.
Yeah.
So what is that need right now? Mobile first, fast and secure digital banking experience. And we had this conversation earlier with Rao. You don't have to build everything yourself. We didn't, right? We were looking for the best solutions out there. You have to leverage your strength and select the partners that are out there. So you're going to be competitive, right?
Fantastic.
And you're going to be competitive. And that means, okay, the customer base is loyal today. What's going to be tomorrow? There is still competition with other apps and other fintechs. But yes, you can retain basically the loyalty of your existing members. You can get new members, protect yourself from cybersecurity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if the processes are inefficient, they're more vulnerable. As simple as that.
Yeah.
And then again, then you stay competitive years ahead. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Oh, you're spot on. You are spot on. And the technology is there to leverage. So it's just a matter of going out there and getting it. So Raul, what advice do you have for creating?
I mean, I just like to tack on to what Zarina had mentioned. You know, inevitably, a lot of these organizations get into a build versus buy scenario where they can decide to try to build it themselves or buy it from like vendors like us or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the buy scenario can usually outweigh that growth and challenge that they need to experience internally. As you mentioned, they're nimble and agile, but they don't always have those resources to build and develop those types of things. These technologies are not their expertise. I also wanted to mention, Mike, that, you know, I talked a little bit about the fraud that these credit unions can achieve. There's also the compliance factor, meaning if they're caught not following money service business rules and licenses to, you know, FinCEN, right?
Right.
Financial crime enforcement, then they're penalized heavily from that perspective as well. So it's kind of a double-edged factor that they can really be have to watch out for.
Yeah, great point. And I feel like we're just scratching the surface here. I feel like we just started out here, but I know you guys have jobs to do and I don't want to keep you too long, but anything else to add, Zarina? I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts on this topic? Because I mean, again, we could talk another hour on this easily.
Thank you. Just probably the same thing, right? We were always, when we were designing the platform, we were thinking, what does the compliance officer want to see, right? If you put yourself in the shoes of the compliance officer of the credit union or the credit officer, it's very simple. It's not that complicated. They want to make sure that the credit union is dealing with a legitimate business owner having a legitimate business, right?
Yeah.
And the technologies, again, technologies are out there. You can do that. So what you have to do as a compliance officer, and again, don't be scared. I saw it so many times. Or we're going to let it go, right? We're going to let control go. You shouldn't. Because again, it's the right combination. It's a smart process. Make sure you have digital tools. Make sure you can interfere, right, as a compliance officer at a certain point, a certain time, when the valid triggers, right, are out there. So then you can interfere and switch from digital process to manual. It's the same thing, right? The process has to be smart. And you shouldn't be afraid of new technologies. They're there anyway.
Exactly.
And they will be, I hope so.
And guess what? Your competitors are going to use them as well. So
absolutely.
Might as well dive in the deep end for sure. And Raul, any final thoughts here?
Well, you know, to tack on what Zarina mentioned, you know, we're in a digital transformation age. my kids are doing things differently today with computers and tech that I was even aware of, right? You know, growing up at their age. So there's going to be a natural cultural change. And the challenges we're talking about, even though we're talking about credit unions primarily, Mike, these are challenges that I deal with some of the biggest companies in the world, name brands you'd recognize right off the top of your, off the top of your bat. They're all having the same types of challenges. So these are big challenges. They're global and they're large. They're not small.
Yeah, it's affecting everybody across the board for sure. Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Thank you so much for this information today. Really appreciate your time. I know you guys have super busy schedules, so we really appreciate your time and your expertise here. So thank you very much and look forward to another conversation down the road too. That'd be fun.
You bet.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you.
All right, guys. Be well.